The Barnacle Podcast is brought to you this week by Two Pips Cast. Two Peas in the Podcast is a storytelling podcast by Gavin and James, where they discuss random subjects and tell stories about their life and friendships. Often they have guests. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. But no episode is complete without a dick joke or two. Highbrow stuff. You can check out their stuff at twopipscast.podbean.com or search for Two Pips Cast on iTunes. Also, check them out on Twitter at twopipscast. You'll also be able to find a link to their sites in the link dump below.
Hey, it's Spyro at Barnacle.org, and this is our 31st podcast. Everyone, yay!
Is that supposed to be a milestone?
Yes, it is now, because we don't do them every week.
We forgot to do the milestone last time, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, yay. 31st.
It's an entire month of podcasts.
If you listen to one a day.
If you listen to one a day.
Yeah, if you just like the longest month. It's...
A long month, not like February.
No.
Anyway, I'm trying to do
an
intro.
We had an entire month of February.
Fuck. When did that happen? Every year?
Yeah,
pretty much. Anyway, this week.
Except that one year.
This week in podcast, we're going to talk about Dread 2. Adam's going to talk about Dread 2.
Hi, I'm Dads, by the way.
Fuck off.
I don't need introductions. Everyone knows who you are.
And Bambi's here too. Hey, Bambi. She's editing images for t-shirts. That's exciting. Also, 12th Doctor. There's going to be another iPhone. Shut up. There's going to be another iPhone.
Everyone who was here and you're like, also the 12th Doctor.
Hyperloops, we're talking about them. And GTA... goodness, that's... GTA 5 is really big.
It is. Okay. Hyperloops, is that like a new series?
You should go through these in order. Adam, talk about Dread 2.
I don't really have that much to say about Dread 2.
I said, Adam, do you have anything to bring up?
I told
and
you
were like,
oh, James
Dread
2
is amazing.
Okay, also, I should point out that James told me that he has to be on the podcast where we talk about Dread 2, so sorry, James.
It's another reason for us to talk about it. Without him.
Oh, right. Just want to be mean.
All right, so, Dread 1.
I
okay.
You love James David.
James David. Anyway,
David James is that called?
James David is a wrestler.
Really?
No. UFC.
Okay.
No, that's Jason David.
Oh. Isn't that the guy from Running Falls and Horses?
No, that's David Jason.
Can we delete this and start again? No, I was kidding. Karen.
No.
I'm not clicking things. Okay, Dread 1. I haven't seen that. That's Judge. Right. Oh no, you keep telling me I should go and see it.
Here's the thing. I think it's really, really good. I really, really enjoyed it.
But James thinks it's really, really, really good.
James loves it a bit more than I do. But no, I there are people here who hate it.
Do you think it's a load of shit?
I think it's a generic Labour tripe.
In the same
generic
category.
Generic tripe.
In the same category as.
What's
if you could liken it to a film, what would it be?
Would you suppose as this generic there should be a lot of up?
Yeah, that was what I was getting at.
Have you seen Lockdown?
No.
With Guy Pearce?
No.
It's kind of like that, but the character's not funny. Have you seen any film which involves one location, they get locked in and then they have to fight their way out?
Saw number one.
Or basically any action film that has a low budget.
Saw number one wasn't really an action film.
That's why I don't know.
Huh. Like, so in Dread, they're stuck in what?
A big tower block.
Okay.
Like 250 floors.
And they've got to get out of it.
They go in to arrest a guy for murder, and then they get locked in, because that particular person has information about...
Well, they're going to investigate what looks like a suicide. And then
this doesn't sound like Judge Dread to me.
And then Dread and his little...
Dreadnoughts.
Bitch, that, whatever she's called.
Psychic friend.
Psychic friend.
Can't remember her name.
Psychic. They get locked in, so they have to go up the tower to tell the bad guy,
Mama.
And then Mama.
Nakatomi. Is it like Nakatomi Tower?
Yeah.
Die Hard?
It's Die Hard, but in Dread costumes.
Oh my god.
See?
And there's
awesome
a woman
film.
Hanging around with Bruce Willis. Although, that's
so Argyle. Was the guy in the limo.
Oh, right.
In the car park. No, but that's the equivalent. That's
oh, okay.
The Argyle of this film.
I suppose.
I
don't know if I've decided I like this film now or not.
I think it's really good. It's definitely worth watching.
It's Carl Urban, right?
Yeah.
Carl Urban.
Yeah, definitely watch him. You won't see his face.
You should definitely watch it for Carl Urban. I mean, you can only see this part of his face, and he has about three lines in the entire film. But yeah, go and watch it for Carl Urban.
David exaggerates a lot. There's a hell of a lot more than three lines.
Four?
There's at least three in the opening sequence.
So he only talks in the opening sequence?
No, it's
such
a
boring film.
And then at the end he says... Burst and chucks on the badge, and that's it. End of film.
Spoilers, by the way.
Oh, right, because he wasn't going to pass.
Yeah.
So the whole point is it's like training day, and the person has to get trained, and then they pass at the end.
Well, this is her exam, effectively. Yeah, this is like she's gone through training. This is her exam.
She failed training because she's a psychic.
Oh, she cheated.
They want to test her.
What a bitch.
No. She failed training, but because she's a psychic, they want to put her in the field and test her.
Well, she's psychic. How could she fail?
It's a very good
She's
point.
Not that kind of psychic.
What kind of psychic is she?
Much like, what kind of psychic is she? Is that the question?
Yeah. But you said she's a psychic, but not that kind of psychic. Yeah. Oh, what? Like, so the examiner read the test answers. Got it.
Well, no.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be thinking of the test answers while the test is going on.
She went through training.
She makes the big gangster cry by getting the test.
Yeah.
She goes through training, but she's wearing the helmet in training.
Right. And that,
and it's not a written test.
Is it like Magneto's helmet? It blocks out all psychic abilities.
Pretty much. Yeah. She doesn't. She leaves her helmet behind in this because it blocks her psychic abilities.
So what's the upside to the helmet?
It blocks bullets being shot through her brain.
Yeah, but she knows it's going to happen. The person's going, ah, I'm aiming at that.
If there's a lot of people in a room firing bullets, it's going to be a lot harder to dodge them.
No, not if they're all aiming for her head firing and bullets. You duck, and then it'll go over the top and it'll kill everyone else.
I don't feel
like I've seen Book of Eli. He's psychic as well.
Really? I didn't think Book of Eli was that sort of film.
Oh, no. You haven't seen Book of Eli?
It didn't look a good film to me.
It's not.
Oh.
It really is.
So what's it got to do
James
with
James loves it. Frank, sorry, what?
It didn't seem like a good film, and I didn't think it was like a psychic sort of film. I thought it was like a really bad sort of film.
He's being guided by God.
Oh, right. That's not psychic. That's...
He's blind.
What? He's blind as well?
He's blind and being guided by God. And dodges exactly 17 trillion bullets within about 30 seconds.
Exactly. Yeah, like,
so you sat there and counted 17 trillion bullets in a few seconds.
It was the only interesting part of the film.
Rewind it. 17
trillion. See, I just went on the trivia part of IMDb and it said 17 trillion citation, Dadger Punch Gaming.
Yeah.
And,
but no. Anyway, so Dread 1 didn't do brilliantly.
Did it not?
No.
Really? But the plot sounds amazing.
It was a good film.
It wasn't a good film.
Wait, does the training.
If you
want to
sit there going, TV screen at the end of the day,
you do that for Yogscast every day.
Does the training?
You can't laugh.
Yeah, but I still think it's funny. Does the training take place in the tower block?
No, it's after training.
Do you not see
the tower
training?
Block is the exam?
What?
Yeah.
No, she's failed.
She's failed the training, but she's been taking that as almost like an example.
Oh right, right, yeah, I get that. Yeah, okay, but do you see her in the training?
No.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure there wasn't an extra scene, like location that you're hiding around here. Because that was your whole point, that it has one location.
You see them on the way to the tower. You see them outside for a bit.
Oh, that's a second location altogether.
Right. About half an hour in, they get to the tower.
That's maybe 3 minutes.
No, because you've got the first chase. Okay, it's probably like quarter of an hour.
10 minutes. Meet in the middle.
Okay, so Dread didn't do very well. That's a lot of effort. We could just speculate a bit more. I heard it was 3 days.
Yeah. Speculate and argue. David exaggerates everything.
I do actually do that. All the time.
Like how John lied about it.
Go on, say you don't.
Right, okay.
Say you don't.
No. Today, Dave, you know, Keith.
Keith?
Yeah. I said something, and he goes, do I have to point you in the direction of that Wikipedia article? And I was like, oh, for God's sake. Like, that article doesn't even exist anymore.
Keith. That's his real name.
Akithius.
Oh, right. No,
Akithius.
Adam's got all this problem saying Akithius, so it was Akithius. And then for some reason he was Diamond Dallas Page, and I really can't remember why.
I can, because he said he's either Akithius, Dave, or Phasma, ADP. And I'm like, DDP.
Ah, yeah.
And then Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, that's true. I heard that once. So Dread 1 did really bad, and Dread 2 now has this internet backing,
started by
James.
The DVDs did really, really well.
Or DVDs in general, or specifically the Dread 1.
The DVDs did well. People were throwing them everywhere, and they were working as frisbees.
Do you know, if I sharpen the edge of this? They're like high-tech ob-job. He threw a hat. He's throwing discs. Like random task, but he threw a shoe.
Adam?
Yeah.
I love questions.
Adam?
Oh, you being sad. Yeah. Adam?
Yeah, so like, there's a big campaign going on at the moment surrounding Dread 2.
It's not a Kickstarter, is it?
No.
I don't think you ever managed to Kickstarter.
No, it's a lot.
James doesn't have that much following.
The director, Carl Urban, have all said they'd love to do a second one.
Carl Urban's the director?
The director and Carl Urban. There was a comma.
You went, the director, Carl Urban. There was more of a colon.
And millions of dollars.
Yeah.
No wonder he'll do another one.
Yeah, but he had to do like all the emotions
this
with
time.
His mouth.
This time they could make it really different.
Well, like Batman.
Calm, we should play Batman.
I feel like we should talk about that as well, the whole next Superman film. Because I didn't say that at the beginning, but you got any thoughts on that? Superman, Batman, same
thing? We're talking
thing?
About Dread 2 here.
Yeah, but this is getting boring. Let's talk about a good thing.
Fine, fine. Well,
fine, let's continue.
James has started a Twitter that's got loads of followers, and that guy, Alex Zane, like, retweeted him.
Why?
Because he's up for, he wants a Dread 2 sequel as well, because he really likes
Dread 2. Oh, sorry.
He wants Dread 3. Sequel. He wants Dread 2 and
so,
Dread 3.
So James has created a Dread 2 Twitter.
Yeah. And I think
what's
he's
it
done
called?
Quite a lot of followers.
The Dread 2 Twitter.
Okay.
Dread 2 sequel UK or something. I'm not 100% sure. We should probably research this. I think I'm following it.
All right.
So you can check.
I'll
look it
up.
Put it in
the, we'll put it in, follow these things.
We'll put it in the link down, maybe.
He's my friend.
No. If you promise not to click it.
He's my friend.
And I want a Dread sequel as well.
No,
I don't.
Okay.
But I want a Dread 2. No. I want a Dread sequel.
As bad as the first one may be, and as bad as the second one may be. If James,
you haven't seen
it. Shut up. I'm trying to make a good point here. Really? I'm about to say something good about James as well as the film.
You're going to say something good about James?
this isn't going to end
up. I might have to censor it. James' ego might be too much for this.
Also, David won't like
if
this.
He manages, if he does quite well and gets all this following and manages to get a film made, well done.
No.
You don't deserve praise after Saturday, James.
Wait, what did he do Saturday?
Oh, don't worry about it. It'll be boring for
the. He cancelled on David for his date. Their date. They were going on a date.
They had a mandate.
Yeah.
Mandate. I heard it was an affidavit.
I'm trying to think of something.
No, but if he manages to get a film made or helps out in any significant way, well done him. Just not Dread.
See, James,
you haven't seen Dread. You'll like it.
I probably would. What do you mean? I would like it. What's that meant to mean?
I liked it. You're like.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Do you like wooden films?
Films about wood, like Cabin in the Woods, because that was
someone
a cabin
stole my wood.
Was made out of wood. What does like wooden films mean? What does that mean?
Wooden, like generic and boring.
What,
and
like tables.
Wooden means like unemotional, it's like boring.
Unemotional and boring and one.
Do you like David?
Linear and
I'm trying to think of a film to insult. Right
do you
now.
Like David?
Can I turn the mic off? Sure.
That's going to save me.
Sure. Am I under oath?
Do I have the board games?
Why is this polygraphic? Yeah?
Yeah, then you're like wooden films. He's wooden.
That's harsh.
All of that build up. That joke would have been a lot better.
Really overworked.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
So, you've seen Man of Steel? Man of Feels?
Yeah. Man of Wood? Man of Steel?
Man of Feels?
Yeah. Well,
that's a different film altogether. That's one of them parodies, that is. One of them blue films.
Still seen it.
Seen it, directed, acted, starred it, whatever. Yeah, did you like it?
Yes.
I did.
And yeah. You've heard Snyder's comments about the second one?
No.
Were they Snyder comments?
Ooh.
Ooh, door. Get out. You seriously not? What he said about Man of Steel 2? It's going to be Batman.
Batman and Superman in the movie.
Yeah, together. Their first live action team up, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
Build up to.
I did an excited gulp, but close enough to the mic.
All right.
Do you want to do it again? Do you want to lean in?
How does one gulp excited?
No, it still sounds like a.
Yay! That sounds like
yikes. Yikes. Can you yikes?
You do it with a smile on your face.
Yeah, no, you can. You can yikes excited.
You go.
You just sound like Goofy.
No, it's a smile. It's a.
You still sound like Goofy. It's the teeth. That's what it is.
You're so cruel.
He doesn't have teeth like that.
Goofy.
No, Adam. Oh, what? Are you saying I'm being cruel to Adam or cruel to Goofy? Because one of these two things I don't care about. And we'll leave it there. But yeah, they don't know whether it's going to be a versus film or a join-up film. I think it should be both. Like, it starts off with...
Not sure about you. I think you might be my enemy, but...
Yeah,
ooh, like, we could be friends.
Yeah, yay, Superman's...
Let's go frolic in the field.
Yeah. Let's build Legos together.
That would be cool.
Yeah, like, Superman's...
I imagine Batman's got loads of Lego.
Probably, yeah, bored in the cave and such. So it's Superman's.
He
took
all those years off. He could have
built
quite a lot of
Lego. Maybe he built an actual replica of the Batmobile.
He talked too much.
Maybe he built like a replica life size Lego Batmobile.
And that's what we saw in the film.
previous three films.
Yeah.
Right. Is Christopher Nolan on board for next one?
Yeah.
So is it going to be Christian Bale better?
No, Christian Bale says he's never going to do it. One rumour I heard, which I like the sound of, is John Hamm doing it. Do you know from Mad Men?
I heard the name.
From Mad Men, the main guy, John Hamm.
Oh.
Or have you seen Sucker Punch?
Yes.
You know the lobotomist at the end of the film, or the high roller?
Him.
Because in Mad Men he wears suits all the time, I feel like he'll do Batman, or sorry, he'll do Bruce Wayne really well.
Because he'll do Batman really well.
Yeah, I reckon he'll do that as well. It's just, can he do Christian Bale voice?
You don't have to do Christian Bale voice. There were so many Batmans before Christian Bale.
Yeah, and they all did Christian Bale voice.
Even Adam.
Michael Keaton.
Even before Christian Bale did Christian Bale voice.
I'm Batman.
Yes. Adam West did the best Christian Bale voice ever. Christian Bale even based his Christian Bale voice on the Adam West Christian Bale voice. So it should be a sort of, you know, Superman's come out to the world. And
yep,
is that John Hamm? Okay. So yeah, so Christian Bale, Superman's come out to the world, and Batman's going to be all like, you know, what Kara said earlier, yeah, who are you? I don't know if I can trust you. Let's have a fight. A fight frolic in the field. Yeah, just like that. And then they all like super team up because something's happened.
Yeah.
And
a mutual threat.
Yeah. Well, if you.
What I love is you've effectively now got the Justice League franchise starting up.
Well, yeah, they've already announced that.
And you're going to have Christopher Nolan doing that, and you have Joss Whedon doing the Avengers. It's actually going to be Nolan versus Whedon.
Cool. Well, I said this before, didn't I? The nerdom is sorted for the next 10 years.
We're living in the golden age.
Golden age of film.
Yeah, I don't think you can say golden age.
Yeah, I can't say golden.
Marvel had its golden age.
Yeah.
This isn't
in
it.
In terms of film, though, film with Christopher Nolan, sort of the DC man, just reading the Marvel man.
DC man.
And then J.J. Abrams as the Star Wars and Star Trek man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's doing Star Wars,
isn't he? Yeah, he's doing the next one, the
7th. Do you
A new book. See, that's funny, Adam, because one of the films was called A New Hope, and that's why that's a funny joke.
Oh, what is this? That Star Trek?
Yes,
yeah,
he did those as well.
He did the joke, I didn't like that.
You mock him for not having seen Star Wars, but I didn't watch it until around the same time he did either.
Uh-huh.
I suppose he's a lot older than me.
Yeah. It's like 30.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
I feel so loved today.
Why? Oh, you're being sarcastic, right.
6 months from 27.
He's closer to 30 than he is 20.
I was making some compliment in there.
Yeah.
And that isn't even 27.
Well,
he's closer to dead than he isn't.
What? That's not true.
What did you say? I missed that.
No, you have to listen
back.
He's
closer to dead than
as he puts another chocolate in.
Oh, shut up.
So,
Hoffman's burger for dinner.
You had a burger as well, and chips that were mostly fat, not potato.
Yeah, I did ask for some.
They're the best kind of chips.
No.
So I'm curious to what who the villain will be in the next Man of Steel film, because they've lined up two.
If it's Batman as well, are they going to call it Man of Steel if it's equally Batman as Superman? So can't.
Man of Bats.
Bat of Steel.
Bat of Steel.
That's funny.
Well, have you?
Thanks.
I don't know what you said.
It was a cricket joke.
Oh.
Do you watch the How It Should Have Ended?
Yeah, I've
seen
awesome. A lot of them.
Have you seen the one where Batman and Superman talk about what the next film's going to be?
No.
They go through the different titles of what it could be. They're like, Batman's like Man of Steel 2. Batman gets served, but not really because I'm Batman. It was just some crap like that. But yeah, it was quite funny with them just coming up with all these different names of just literally Superman and Batman having a conversation about how they hate each other, even though they're best friends, because they're in a relationship.
I think those people should write the next film. It'd be awesome.
Batman too?
No, I think it means the guys who do How It Should Have Ended.
Yeah.
Because they're the guys who know How It Should Have Ended.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon that's how they should do the next film, just have them sitting there in a cafe.
The Superhero Cafe, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
They never actually have ended, but they haven't had started.
Yeah, hit record. Does that head tilt thing that you keep doing? Every time I say something, people just tilt their heads. Yeah. That's just really weird.
And raise an eyebrow at the same time normally.
Mm.
And sigh.
I just drop my head in my hands.
Don't drop the mic.
That was really, really rude.
Alright, 12th Doctor.
Don't give it.
I thought you'd have lots to say, Adam. Oh, you're eating. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
My mum, being of an older generation and having seen a lot of his previous work, has suggested, not so politely, that he's not a very good actor.
My issue with him is he was in 5 episodes of Torchwood. He played a main character. Yeah. He was the Prime Minister. And
I've seen.
He wasn't the Prime Minister.
He was. No. So he was the Prime Minister.
No. Okay,
he was definitely an important person.
He was in five episodes. But he wasn't Prime Minister.
Okay, he was in 5 episodes. He was a named character. He was someone who you will remember being in it. You can't then have him play another character, much like the Doctor, in the same universe. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I get that Karen Gillan played like a really small character earlier on. But yeah, like an extra, and you never really noticed her. That's fine. She originally played a very small character a couple of seasons before. Yeah. And yeah, that's how most of them get found.
And they all went, look,
you played that little character. Why don't you come back and become this main character? That's fine.
Yeah, Martha did it as well.
If you're in 5 episodes of another show in the same universe, there's a possibility that the Doctor could.
Character he's played in the universe.
Really?
He played the Roman.
He was in Doctor Who.
Yeah, he was in Fires of Pompeii, which is brilliant because at the end they changed the gods they're worshipping to the Doctor, so you have Peter Capaldi effectively worshipping himself.
Now I wonder
if you've seen his IMDb page.
No, well I have, but I don't.
His credit for World War Z
is Who Doctor?
WHO.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
I think so.
Or he played
a World Health Organization.
Yeah, all
that, yeah.
Same thing.
Do you think they might address the fact that he's already been in it? And they might be like, oh, that was actually the Doctor in disguise.
No, I think Torchwood's... I think Torchwood's gone away from Doctor Who in a way now. It's not...
But it's still the same universe.
But it's an anagram of Doctor Who.
Okay.
Even spelled it.
I don't even know if Torchwood's going to carry on anymore.
Really? I had no idea.
Whether it's going to carry on or not, isn't the point. It's the same universe.
Well, it should carry on because the way they left it was quite good. We had, but, was it the guy, the was it Mikael Fife or something?
Mikael Fife.
Becoming immortal, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Torchwood. The way it ended. I thought it was going to continue because the Stars...
I do keep telling you, you need to watch it.
Was it BBC Worldwide and Stars took it over and were doing all this? I thought like it was going to get really big because America had started touching it.
They were going to... They were going to start on the next one, but Thingy ended up having to come back to UK for other... to carry on.
Barry.
No. Davies.
What?
Russell T Davies. He had to come back to the UK because he had other commitments. And because of his other commitments, the next season of Torchwood is up in the air until he's free and everyone else is free.
Okay.
What's the laughter
about? He was looking up in the air. So where is it? What are your thoughts on Capaldi, is it?
Capaldi.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on... Maybe.
I think it could be good. Hopefully it'll make it a more mature Doctor Who. Because I think the most recent series has been too family-friendly.
I think the whole point is they wanted it to appeal to a younger generation.
Because Torchwood was the older sort of...
But now that that's possibly gone, it's up in the air.
I was looking in the air.
Because of that, I'd like to see... I preferred Doctor Who when it was Tennant to when it was Smith. Because I felt it got too childish for Smith.
Because he
was younger.
The youngest.
Us.
Yeah.
Really?
When he got it. Was he 24?
If he was younger than us when he got it, he'd still be younger than us now. He's not actually the Doctor.
He got it, he was younger than you are now.
Yes, I was thinking.
Oh, right. Okay. No, fine. Yeah. Yeah, because he's 27 now.
But still, it was a good thing for them to do because they wanted a younger audience and they successfully did that.
Yeah. It's one of the strongest fandoms out there.
Exactly.
But the older audience sort of went off it, from what I can tell. Yeah. Everyone I know who was older and enjoyed Doctor Who.
I suppose
my
mum
stopped watching it.
My
dad watches it every week and complains.
Yeah, I didn't watch it as religiously.
My mum stopped watching it. She was a big fan.
I wasn't a fan of the last season.
But I liked Eccleston.
The thing I don't get
is right,
loads of people complain about Eccleston, but when he was the Doctor didn't know about Tennant, people loved it. And then some Tennant came around, they were like, oh, Eccleston was a load of crap. It's like, but you did like it.
You go back and watch it. The problem is, he was...
I wouldn't say that.
Doctor.
Tennant was like
the MacGyver-y kind of like.
I preferred the Eccleston character, but then I don't.
But Matt Smith was like a kinetic, energetic.
Yeah.
So you were going to say prick next. Well, he's a kinetic, energetic prick.
I feel like that's what they're going to do again. It's going to be a darker Doctor. Because you've got this whole John Hurt storyline.
Yeah. I was having to explain that to my mum yesterday.
Have you heard the rumours about who he's playing?
I thought he was playing the Doctor.
Yeah, but which Doctor? Which Doctor he's playing?
The Witch Doctor.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid that.
I know the Witch Doctor. the way I could see it being placed, is he not a Doctor before Eccleston?
Yeah.
That's the
rumour.
The one. So what we're classing as the 9th, 10th, and 11th is actually the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Well, no.
Yeah.
More than that.
Yeah.
13th, 12th, and 11th. We'll word it that way.
Yeah.
Makes more sense. So there was a. Between the reboot and when it finished originally.
Because obviously there was the Time War. And
yeah.
That's the thing. That was why Eccleston was so dark. Because he's just come out of this Time War and he's not proud of the stuff he did.
Yeah. That was my theory, was he was going to play. He's playing the 9th Doctor, basically.
Yeah. The evil Doctor between Eccleston and whatever his name was. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. But he would be the 9th Doctor.
Yeah, effectively.
Yeah.
But
which messes up a lot of people's searches on the internet. They're like, oh, let's look at the 11th Doctor, our favourite one. And it's
tend to do it by who played it first. So effectively, he'd be the 12th at the latest, and Peter Capaldi would be the 13th, no matter what. Because John Hurt's played the Doctor before Peter Capaldi.
I feel like the fandom should decide this.
To the
fandom-mobile! It's just a spinning TARDIS.
We post this to you, fandom.
Quickly, someone tell the fandom.
We just have a picture of a TARDIS on a stick and we just spin it.
That's not how that works. It's got to spin that way, not that way.
Can we have a few sticks and we go like that and then we go like that?
That's not how that works either.
What are you doing trying to start a fire?
I think so. No, he's just really cold. Everyone gather around the mic. Stop it. Okay.
Don't touch the mic.
Just don't drop the mic.
So I can pick it up?
No. Do you have any more you want to say about the 12th Doctor? Anyone?
Not really, not until...
Hey, that glance did not include me, I feel a bit...
No, from there to there, you're in the middle.
You just said...
Fine, I'll do it like this. Then now you've not been glanced at.
So you were complaining and you got
more inclusive before.
That'll learn.
Get out. Yeah, I'm interested about what they're going to do with this whole Hurt thing more than I am caring about Gabaldi.
Well, Gabaldi.
Garibaldi.
Gary Baldy. I care more about John Hurt than Gary Baldy.
It's Peter Gary Baldy.
Get out. Moving on. So, in September, they're going to announce another iPhone.
Yay!
Which is going to be running on the coveted iOS 7. Didn't they just release the iPhone 5? Okay, how long ago was it? I thought it was yesterday.
Last September.
Every 18 months, they bring out a new iPhone. So, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
I mean, it was last September, so it's a year this time.
Yeah, absolutely no word on it whether it's going to be a 6 or a 5.S or a, I don't know.
5.S.
Yeah, the 5.S. You heard, the 5.S.
Wow. You should be in marketing.
Well, it's an Apple naming convention. It could be anything. It'll be the iPhone 1.
No, that's Microsoft.
Yes, who followed the Apple naming convention, who are going to get sued by Apple.
Oh wow, Apple can do that, can't they?
Yes, Apple can sue anyone.
Yeah, it's just people true. Can't sue anyone else.
Yeah, because Apple
own suing. Apple have a patent on suing. Yeah.
It's true. We came up with this a while ago. Apple
put out the pattern on suing people, so you, no one can sue people because you get sued by Apple.
Right.
Because Apple would like to sue people.
Yeah, Apple's, sue that's Apple's thing.
Sue again. But yeah, so you're like an iPhone person. Interested?
Yeah. When this iPhone 4S finally dies, I'm going to get something that isn't an iPhone.
Oh, what about like the S4?
Yeah, probably. Just not an iPhone.
When my iPhone 3G dies. Because my Samsung Galaxy
S2 died.
Wait,
you've got a
3G?
Died. I thought you had a 3.
It's a 3.G.
No, it's a 3G. It's not the first one, it's the second one.
Oh, yeah, 3G.
Like you're naming
the GS. Wait, what?
It wasn't.
Was
it?
But, no, the ninth generation, right?
That was Eccleston.
Right, okay. So you've got the iPhone Eccleston S.
Yes.
No, he's got the iPhone Eccleston G.
GS.
He hasn't got, no, he hasn't got the GS. He's got the iPhone Eccleston G.
Wasn't that a Pokeball, the GS? The GS ball, the gold one.
Gold standard.
I'm going to get a Nokia.
A Nokia? Why don't you get a Windows phone?
Because, I don't want to.
That's a good enough reason.
The new Nokia, the 1020, I think it's called, or it's the Lumia 1020.
The 8210.
No. Oh, wait. 1020.
Didn't we have this problem in the shop?
Yeah, the 925. Like I said,
you just walked in. I'd like the Nokia 479 lamppost. And they went, here you go. Went, fuck.
No, I said, I'm looking for the Nokia 1020. And he looks at me and he's like, is that a thing?
Did you make that
like,
up?
Do you mean the 8210?
No, he's like, it's a 920. I was like, I'm sure there's a 1020. But to be fair, just because I haven't heard of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
He was the manager. What you want to do is do that whole scenario again, but make up a phone and make up a review of this phone and post it on the internet and be like, I want this phone. He goes, that doesn't exist. And you go, there is the review of this phone. I was accused of doing that. Right?
Because you lie.
Right? You've gotten yourself a reputation.
I was at this party and someone was talking.
Were you ready at a party?
Yeah, sure.
True, not lying.
Someone was talking.
Can I just finish my point? 1020 because it's got a 41 megapixel camera. Which is amazing.
41?
41 megapixel camera.
Wow. That's a lot.
Wow. That's mega.
Get out. Why? Why?
Why? Why has
pixels?
It got that?
Now, why would you need that many pixels?
We don't have too many pixels.
The human eye is 295 megapixels, if I remember correctly.
Is it?
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe. Anyway, so I was accused of lying.
You're just going to believe him outright because he said
that. I'm Jonopedia. I say things. People keep calling me that.
The thing is, people believe you when you say things. Like, you know these things.
Yes, because I have a very convincing
face.
Every
time you say something, I can say it from your head saying citation needed.
I can be very convincing when I lie. So I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
So I was at this party, and someone was talking about billiards. And I was like, trying to explain to them what billiards was. And they were like, no, you know, like pool. And I went, pool is a different game to billiards. And they were like, no, it's not. Billiards is the umbrella term for all of these types of things, like snooker, pool. And I went, no, billiards...
If they use an umbrella, they're playing it wrong.
Shut up.
Like three balls in billiards.
Oh, no, it's two balls in billiards. Billiards is a slanted table with wooden dummies that are set up all over it with holes up and down the table.
Believe in him.
And the idea is to hit the balls and get them to go into the holes, which are worth different points, without knocking over the dummies. To which they went, shut up, that's a load of bollocks, that is, because they were really British. And I went, no, look.
That's what British is now.
I went, no, look, I'll look it up on the internet. And I showed them a picture of a billiards table. And they went, you came here prepared with that. And I went, what? They went, you put that picture online hours ago and tried to bring up the conference. I mean, you brought up billiards. And then they just going on and on and on. And so I walked away.
I thought billiards was the game where you play with a white, a black, and a red. And that's it. I can't exactly remember the rules.
Do what?
You have to. Well,
you just play with them.
What is the table in there? Is there a table?
It's an ordinary snooker table.
Hold them in your hand and just for a table.
Snooker table.
It's an ordinary snooker table.
So a big table.
Big ass table, yeah. And
a big arse table.
The big arse table.
Yeah, they're bumpy on both sides and then there's a grass in the middle.
If you pop your colour ball, I don't know if you choose white, red or black.
It's whichever one you pop first.
If you pop your one, then you get a point. If you can off of the other person, you get 2 points. But you can use your ball to pop the white.
I think he's making this up now.
Probably. But no.
He's making up. He doesn't realise
that. Was brilliant.
You came in prepared with that. You uploaded that to the internet.
Yeah. You've been planting the thought of billiards in everyone's mind all week, just so you could say that there and then.
I don't even know how to search for that. All right, let's try and search for this.
Search for one white, one black.
Yeah, I'm not going to search that. Might just bring me the David's website. So you wanted to talk about how massive GTA 5 is.
I'm so excited. Nobody like...
Yeah?
I'm that excited.
Use your words.
The thing that people were... Oh, God.
Rewind that.
I'm going to slow down. The thing that people dislike most about San Andreas, from what I can gather on the internet, is the size of the San Andreas map.
That was too big.
But that was the greatest thing about it.
People complain about that. It's
awesome, isn't it?
Things being too big.
That is what she said.
And I'm not quite sure that one worked. It's 7 times bigger in the map. In GTA 5.
It grows exponentially.
According to my very reliable source, Adam Goodenough.
Is it a good enough source?
Oh, God.
Well, it is the good enough source.
Not A.
Like ketchup.
There are other good enough sources. He has a brother.
Yeah,
he has two brothers. No, I don't know why.
You have two brothers.
But the other one's called Sage, so it doesn't really matter.
What?
You have two brothers?
Yeah, I have an older brother.
I know you do, yeah. See? Yeah. You can't be prepared with that. You got those clips on the internet. Yeah, so it's going to be massive.
Yeah, what were the figures?
Big.
I can't remember, I sent them to you on...
It was like 30-something...
Kilometer squared.
Right.
The GTA San Andreas. Yeah. And then it was like 250 something.
What's a kilometer?
2.8 miles.
No.
2.8 miles.
It's about 0.6 miles.
Yeah.
What are you fucking saying?
I don't know.
But
I genuinely on top of that,
Far Cry.
Far Cry is 1,000
meters. And a mile is 1,650.
Yeah, I can't picture 1,000 meters. Put it in miles.
That.
Put it in miles.
I don't think miles would like
0.6
that.
0.6 miles.
In miles, I've got 1,000 meters on my shabby.
Well, there's nothing like the brochure.
1,000 meters of what?
Would it really matter?
Strawberries.
Yeah, you never said where you're inserting them. It's 1,000 meters of strawberries. That's a lot better than 1,000 meters of something else.
Like, you could just eat 1,000 meters worth of strawberries. Strawberries lined end to end. But
how
if
much
it,
time you've got, you couldn't fit them all in if you only had a few minutes.
No one said there was any time constraints. You're changing the rules of this completely. It was
and no one said they had to stay in here. They could pass straight through.
Well, they're going to have to. I don't...
Yeah.
If it was like...
That's a rule with any food.
Well, even if it wasn't food, if it was 1,000 metres of, I don't know, concrete, it would go straight through him, right?
No, I get a feeling it would probably settle inside him and he'd die. So, he'd be screwed.
Well, no one said liquid concrete. Now you're changing it again.
Solid concrete.
Yes.
Well, he's going to struggle eating that.
The fuck are we talking about? Grand Theft Auto 5.
I imagine you could probably do that.
How big is it? Please just look it up.
0.6 miles.
Are you sure
just
about
over
that?
Half a mile.
I
yeah.
don't believe you.
Well, a mile is
1,650 metres ish. Talk while I'm doing this, please. 0.62137. You weren't this
in my head.
You weren't this specific.
You're not an ocean.
Specific. Bloody hell.
You're such a reverse idiot.
Thank you.
No, he's an action idiot.
Reverse idiot.
Yeah, no, I mean, the other thing.
I think you're the reverse idiot.
No, he's just the idiot.
He was trying to reverse of what other people doing, and he sounded like an idiot.
Trolling. He was trying to troll.
Was he?
I don't know. I have no idea what you're on about.
Because people say Pacific when they mean specific. So who's saying specific? He was trying to make it Pacific. He was reversing the idiocy people usually attribute to that word.
Really? Idiocy? We're bringing that up, are we?
I kicked you in the face once. It's great.
That's an abomination. Anyway.
I punched you in the face once. That was even better. Hey, David, let's play back.
Sounds like that Batman 69.
I didn't like the size of San Andreas when I was playing it.
I did.
But the size of this game doesn't bother me as much, and I don't know why.
Well...
I think it's because the game seems like it's designed so much better.
Have you played Far Cry 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have Far Cry 2?
You heard me complain about Far Cry 2.
Really? Yeah. Far Cry 2 is nearly 1,000 kilometres.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's 986, I think.
What, kilometres worth?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's about a quarter. GTA 5 map is about a quarter.
Wait, so what's bigger, Far Cry or GTA?
Far Cry. Why? I'm massive. This is how I found out.
Okay, because that's not that bad.
That's almost exactly, it's square, it's four of them.
Huh.
Far Cry to GTA.
Okay, so Far Cry is broken up into smaller sections of the map. When you look at your map, you're not looking at the whole thing. You're looking at a smaller version. You can switch it to the bigger one. I'm trying to think of how many sections they break it up into. I think it's like six tall. It's six by six. So, yeah, that's not that bad then. That makes GTA seem quite small in comparison. Because I've had to drive the length of that map. Fucking annoying. But
yeah, it's like
6x6. Well, no, it's not annoying because of the distance. It's annoying because of the amount of ambushes you get thrown into while you go there. All I wanted to do was get. Why?
You did it before.
I just wanted to get to the other end of the map.
I've heard it all before.
Yeah, but they haven't because I haven't listened to the show. Anyway, I wanted to get to the other side of the map, got in ambushes, ended up back where I started.
Oh, okay.
It would take a complete. Yeah.
And you don't seem at all bitter about
it. I learnt the other day that bugging GTA on the original Xbox, at San Andreas on the original Xbox, is the reason that I couldn't progress. I had no idea it was a common bug in the game. It was to do with one of the girlfriends. And if I activated the quest, but I didn't start it, and then they fixed a patch like to remove part of that quest, because I was in it, I couldn't get anywhere further in the game. Huh. Something along those lines. I only just found out the other day. It's like 8 years since I played that game.
Wow.
You never completed San Andreas? No. So you never saw what happened at the end? Never saw
it. He knows what happens at the end because we spoke about it when we did the throwback.
Yeah,
Yeah. Because I said that I don't think I've ever completed it. And you went, oh, this is what happens at the end. I was like, wait, no, I remember that. Because as you were explaining it, I was like, if he says fire truck, I know I've done it. And then you did.
Yeah.
Do
fire
you?
Truck.
Shit, I've done that. Fight with the big smokes. Was it big smoke?
Yeah, because you said he was so fat, it was like he had a lot of body armor.
Yeah. Well, no, he had body armor on as well.
Oh.
But it's like, it took me ages to actually kill him. It was ridiculous. Remember that being the most annoying thing about that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Trying to initiate those gang wars and the throwback was bloody annoying.
Gang? Oh, yeah. Okay. See, that's one thing that Saints Row had as well, gang wars. But they were random, they'd start randomly.
Be in the middle of a mission, they'd be like, gang war!
Yeah.
And you'd be like, fuck off.
No, you weren't at first. As it got closer to you.
Yeah. They'd line up on one side of the street, and you'd line up on the other, and then they'd shoot you. Just like a dancer. This is why Adam likes those step-up films, and has all 15 of them. He made his own.
That's four.
You made your own.
We were discussing this with an attractive girl the other day.
The fact that you know how many there are.
Really? And how quickly did that conversation end?
As soon as the laughing stopped.
And then we talked about your hidden movies, the ones you've got another
deal with. What's your hidden movies?
No, I've just said I'm not good at it. Every guy
has sure
like a hidden girl film.
A hidden girl film?
Yeah, that they like.
Oh, right.
Well, it's, yeah, or like a feminine film.
Yeah, okay. And what's yours?
I'm not saying.
All right, and yours is Step
Why
Up.
Not? There's nothing wrong with being feminine.
I think the one that I would have was not mine.
No,
but
no one's going to judge you for liking Sound of Music, so just say it.
It's not Sound of Music.
But that's, I wouldn't say that was a
very really close, but it's not the Sound of Music.
I say the girl film that you have that I like would be Mean Girls, because that's quite funny. It's written by Tina Fey.
It's not like I showed that to you.
Huh?
Mean Girls is a right film. It's a chick flick, is it?
That's a chick flick, I'd say.
It was aimed at teenage girls.
It's named teenage
girls. It was written by Tina Fey.
Yeah, that's why I like it, because it's written by Tina Fey, because she's funny. But no, she's a girl.
Oh, yeah.
What's your film? Go on.
No, it's fine. Move on.
No, it's not.
No, now we all really kind of want to know. Yeah, you brought it up. You. So you took the.
What? Can I just read this text I got from James in capital letters?
Is he listening to this live? We've been talking about it for a while.
This is worth reading. In capital letters, head on a fucking turtle. That's it.
As in
head on a fucking turtle.
Wow, I'm tweeting that.
Well, as in getting head on the turtle.
That's my thought.
Who's gone and he's sitting on that giant tortoise?
Turtle. Tortoise is a different thing.
So is a terrible.
Maybe he's watching TMNT.
Have any of you been into Watford recently? What's with all the giant elephants?
Well, not the Girl's Way. They're tiny elephants, but they've got these ceramic elephants all over the place. Tiny elephants,
and there's bigger tiny elephants, and then there's big tiny elephants.
Anyway, they've got these painted ceramic elephants all over Watford. I don't know what it's about.
I don't know.
Or was it head of a fucking turtle, right?
There's a stall up where H&B, outside where H&B is in that back gap. That sells them. I think they just have to push it to the distributor. I'll advertise it.
Okay, I'm just tweeting head on a fucking turtle.
I feel like we should all do that, but I don't have any previews. So.
Oh,
we have Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
that was the hint.
Okay,
I think I might answer what a text is for.
We have the Wi-Fi password.
It's in relation to Breaking Bad, perhaps. No, he can't have caught up with Breaking Bad that fast.
Who? What? Where?
James,
what?
That text.
No,
stop.
About
the text.
It's about Breaking Bad. You don't want spoilers.
No, no, I won't spoil it.
Okay, one thing.
You guys in for Breaking Bad?
We're up to date.
Except for one episode.
Okay, I think that text. No, no, it can't.
One thing I think I want to talk about. I don't know too much about it, but it's something that was should be announced today. I don't know if it's come out yet. It's called Hyperloop, and it's going to be the fifth. Why are we all leaning in at me?
Because I'm really looking forward to this cereal.
It's not a cereal.
Oh.
like Fruit Loops.
Yeah. It's like Hyperloops.
Yeah. Well, this is Hyperloop.
They give you a boost of electricity in the morning.
Yeah. Is that what happens to you? It's going to be
electrified cereal.
Yeah. It's going to be the fifth mode of transportation. It'll be able to get you from...
Will it be milk-powered?
Yes, it'll be milk-powered. You retarded little shit.
Ow! That hurt me right here. No.
Cool. I don't know what to say to that. It'll be able to get you from... It'll be 382 miles in 30 minutes.
What?
Yeah, that's...
That's 700 and...
600 miles an hour.
But you're going to be coming back from yourself. That's what's called a loop. It's a hyperloop.
In how many? Around. In 30 minutes?
Yeah.
So you just double 300. What do you say? 80 what?
382. It's the distance between
764 miles.
Los Angeles and somewhere else. I forgot what it was.
382 miles. San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that distance and it can do it in
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, I sat on a bus for 24 hours.
Yeah, but didn't you sit at a bus stop trying to find a hostel which was across the road?
Yeah, I did that as well in Inglewood, of all places, but yeah.
Yeah, it's the guy who founded SpaceX and PayPal.
Oh yeah. He's awesome.
He was also doing Tesla cars he's also doing.
Yeah.
He's come up with the idea of how to do it, but it came to him over the summer, but he wasn't saying too much about it. Some guy tweeted saying, "This is how I think you'd be able to do it." And the guy was like, "You're right. You're the closest person to get to my idea." So then this guy has been interviewed by all these people like, "What the fuck is he on about?" and all this. But it's going to work. It's combining the technologies of a rail gun, the way air hockey works, and one other thing.
Trains.
Kinda. It's the government.
I like trains.
The government want to put in this rail system between those two cities, and it's going to cost $60 billion to do it. This guy, I forget his name, like Musk or something. Eton Musk. That's Eton. Yeah, he reckons that he could do it for $6 billion. Yeah, a tenth of the price, and it's gonna go a lot like three times. No,
700.
How long would it take to get? That's about a 3-hour train ride, isn't it? That distance.
From where?
Los Angeles.
No.
How long is it then?
Much longer.
Well, no,
it's 3 hours from here to Manchester.
Okay. Well, they can do it. He reckons he can do it in 30 minutes. So it's gonna be faster, cheaper. And today he is announcing how it's exactly going to work.
That's about Mach 1.5.
Yeah.
Just under that. That's amazing.
He's not going to build it, though. He doesn't have the time or the resources to do it, but he's giving out the information on how to do it. Do you have the money or the resources? Money is a resource.
My main problem is, can humans travel that fast without exploding?
Which is why I want to see the information about it, that it's meant to be released today. I don't know if it's been released yet. But, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the vomit.
apparently, this machine cannot crash. He said it's impossible for this thing to crash. I don't understand how, but...
They said that about the Titanic. I also worried about trains in the Victorians and how their faces are going to stay on because of the speed. So,
I'm looking at my contraption.
What?
I haven't stayed with my face
thought
now.
About the Virgin trains nowadays.
Sorry?
Imagine what they would have thought about the Virgin trains.
That's what he's saying. He's saying
you're going to tilt?
Wait, wasn't that train recently that did sort of go too fast and roll over?
Yeah.
God, that was incredible.
Did you see the video of it?
Video of it, yeah.
It was mental. It was just this train coming at you going like this.
The driver survived.
What I don't get is if that train has a maximum speed it can travel safely, why allow it to travel faster than that? Why give it the option? Because that was the point.
It can travel at that speed on the straights.
But it was coming around a corner and it needs to slow down for the corner, but it didn't.
Because it's not one of the leaning trains. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to slow down for the corners. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Can we travel at 600, 700 miles an hour without pooping our pants?
Let me see if anything's been released.
How fast are planes go?
500?
500.
But Concorde went faster.
That was it. He said it's going to use, he's gonna use Concorde technology as well.
Concorde, yeah. But you should technically, if they put the sonic boom on it, you'd be able to see the boom.
TARDIS goes way faster, and Doctor survives, so. And his companions.
Yeah, but that's got inertial dampness.
Okay. Or maybe this will too.
I was going to say, I gave him the tilted head look, but then you did add it to it. It's not just you.
Okay, the announcement's going to happen at 5 p.m. EDT. What the hell is EDT? That's what I just said. What is EDT?
Eastern Daylight Time.
Yes, it is.
I don't think I had to clarify that, because like, Adam's probably talking shit, so I'll just tell you that this time he's not.
These two didn't go, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I thought I'd provide a second.
9 o'clock tonight. 9 o'clock GMT, they're going to announce it. So, he says, Musk has likened... Thanks, guys. Musk has likened...
We're not on GMT, we're on BST.
It's the same thing.
It's not. BST is plus one of GMT.
Yeah. But Greenwich Mean Time goes through London.
But yeah.
GMT is 000, BST is plus 1 hour. That's what we're on now.
We're so it'll be 10 o'clock.
But Greenwich Mean Time goes through.
We go forward an hour and back an hour.
GMT always stays on the same. GMT doesn't go back or forth an hour, always.
So half the year we're on GMT and half the year we're not.
Yeah.
But we're always on BST.
It's even more confusing in America.
No, because British summer.
Some areas don't do the forward and backwards thing, some do.
Yeah, some states do and some states don't.
Separate times, but the West Coast
is EST, Eastern Standard Time.
Channels, like when if you watch anything like broadcasted nationally on America, it's like five different times it's on.
Well, no, it's normally yeah, 8 and 9 central.
Yeah. EDT.
Gotta love that West Coast delay.
Yeah, there's EDT and
well,
EST.
That's mentioned West Coast.
And PST and PDT.
I'd hate to live in America because if you live in one of these places, that's
all you need. I'd hate to live in America. It's full of Americans.
The only problem with America is the Americans.
Yeah, Musk has likened the Hyperloop to both the ground-based Concorde and a cross between Concorde railgun and an air hockey table. I so hope it's not like a railgun.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd need that. Surely Concorde and what's the other
air hockey table. Air hockey. Isn't it going to float slightly?
It's going to float and it's going to move really fast. Yeah. What do you need the railgun for?
Maybe because
that's
the mechanism.
Technology that it's used.
But I don't think... The way that a railgun works
keeps it going in the
But it's not going to be like a railgun because a railgun it's against a back part. This thing is going to be in a complete loop, as in it comes back on itself. A railgun needs to have a back wall to fire off. So
it's going to loop.
Yeah, the whole hyperloop. Is in the way it's going to work. The way it's going to work is you're going to have two locations, and it's going to go to that location, turn around, and go back to this location. So if you're going to want to travel across some different places in America, you're going to have loads of different.
Yeah.
It's like Ticket to Ride.
Yeah.
It's going to have needs to have loads of different locations like that. It's you're
true.
Not. Gonna,
I like
what,
true.
What I wasn't too sure on is can it turn? Apparently yes, over great distances it can turn.
That's what I was saying. That's why I was questioning the loop.
Well yeah, because it's going to have slowed. It's going to have slowed down by that point.
Lock fire.
Yeah.
We're going to have a cushioned wall that you're going to slam into. Let's have a cushioned wall that you slam into after you jump out. And just have like 30 of them in a row so that everyone can jump out one at a time.
It's a massive building with beanbags.
I think that would be safe. I think that would kill you. I think you'd have to go like down a big slide or something.
Yeah, so he's coming out. He's going to release the... He's going to release the alpha design. It's going to be all open source. Anyone can edit it how they want to improve it and whatnot, but he's not going to build it. What a dick. Where's he? He's too busy with SpaceX and whatnot. Because they're doing some awesome things. Do you see
SpaceX?
SpaceX, yeah. Did you see the footage of they got this rocket, launched it into the air, it went up about 1,000 meters, hovered there for a bit, and landed exactly where it took off from?
I didn't see that.
It was amazing.
That sounds immense.
Right? Unmanned everything. It was literally just go. Just watch it do some shit. And it just went up, stood there for a sec, and then went back down, and then you see it wiggle a bit and went exactly where it took off from.
Was it filmed in the studio?
No, it was filmed like outside. Like the Mars rover.
I know, I was joking.
It's filmed outside.
Genuine. You sound really like.
Do you know what's fucked about the Mars rover thing is they got two of them, and one of them they took out to the desert and did some filming with it, and people were like, "You're faking it." they were like, "No, we're testing it to see how it works. You're faking it. You're a liar. You clearly turned up with this earlier and trying to prove me wrong."
Speaking of space, you heard Brian Blessed.
Oh, I've never heard of Brian Blessed.
He punched a polar bear.
Right in his face.
Brian Blessed's amazing.
You're telling me he was swearing.
He's like 74, and he's going into space next year.
Oh, right.
Why?
He's not just
because
like
he's trained to.
Stunt.
Just because he wanted to. So
you mean like with Virgin Galactic?
No, it's not a celebrity stunt. He's a fully trained cosmonaut.
And he's going.
How's he getting up there? With what?
The Russians are sending him.
Yeah, you're adding so much. I believe this story that the Russians are doing it. Fuck it.
What, do you want more specific things?
Yes.
The specific technology?
Yes. Is he using a Hyperloop and he's just aiming at the sky?
It's going to crash and.
No, it can't crash.
It's like the Titanic.
Why is Brian Blessed going into space? Just for shits and giggles. Because he
wants to be an astronaut.
He's first reserved to go up to the Russian space station.
The Russian space station.
The Russian station. Yeah.
Yeah, the international space station.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Shush.
To the Russians own it now. I mean, we turned up there. Hello.
Super
fuck off.
Russian space station.
You can't come in. We take the vodka.
Nobody home.
But yeah, also, on one of his expeditions to the North Pole,
yeah,
he was sleeping in a tent and a polar bear sort of crept in and sort of stuck its head in. And it just went, roar! And punched it and it ran away.
You punched it. Is that not the best thing ever said?
What happened to the polar bear? Where did it go?
It ran off.
Did it go to the island in Lost? Is that?
But that's going to say, I feel like that's what they should have done in Lost.
Wonder what explained. Because what's this polar bear doing here? I heard Brian Blessed punched it in the face.
When Walt was trapped in the tree.
Stop it!
Oh, sorry.
We're about to start watching Lost.
Never oh,
right. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, because we're watching Fringe at the moment, the other J. Abrams program. And when we've got to the end of that, we're going to watch Lost.
So at the moment, you're on the fringe of watching Lost.
Get out. Just get out.
I don't want to do this podcast.
John's made some worse Fringe jokes.
Really?
Really.
What, the ones that happen to come true in the show?
No, like Fringe and then Fringe.
You keep doing that. we were talking about Fringe and she started going like this. And I'm like, why are you putting your hand on your face? And you're like, it's my Fringe. So I keep referring to Fringe as AMC's The Fringe.
It's about Fringe science.
Yeah, because thanks to like Walking Dead and stuff like that, because it's the intro guys like AMC's The Walking Dead. Everything is AMC's The something.
AMC's The
Bear. Trivia question.
Yeah, but that is that
I
is.
I know, but we have to add the
AMC. What does it stand for?
American
media make crap.
Channel Company. No.
American Media.
Conglomerate.
No.
American.
I did the
money fans up today. No.
I've got it. American.
No, American.
Done. American.
I don't even care what it really is. I want that.
What does it stand
like
for?
A American Media Classic.
Like the Christmas Coke can.
It's American.
You're the shaking your head at me. Now.
Wait. Help, head tilt. I always thought HBO was the big one, home box office. I just thought that was a bit weird. I was expecting more from it.
Oh,
yeah. True story.
So, I kind of feel like we should know what AMC stands for now.
He just told us.
American Movie Classics.
Oh, right.
It wasn't that good, considering.
Oh, right.
So,
American.
Last time on the American Movie Classics, The Walking Dead.
That's yeah, a bit they're not movies, they're TV shows. And they're not classics.
Classic.
Well, they
they're American movies. Yeah. Americans can't take
We're just
an
lucky that you haven't said America four times in the title.
America.
The American Broadcasting Channel brings you America.
No, it's the American Broadcasting Channel of America.
Brings you America's Walking America.
America's Walking America. Dead. America's Walking America Dead.
I didn't say there was a comma.
Yeah, but I wanted to put it in.
You're a bit of a coma.
The thing is, there are people out there called America.
What?
What?
That's a name.
Yeah, no. There are people. There are
a good name.
There are women out there with that name.
I suppose there are children out there called Twitter and Facebook.
Are they?
Yeah.
Hashtag is a common name now.
That's what they named the royal. So they named the royal baby, wasn't it? Just call it a hashtag royal baby. It'll make it a lot easier for everyone doing their tweets.
No, there are people like out in India who named their child hashtag because of.
Wow. No,
because of the drugs.
You don't believe me? I'll look it up. I'll show you.
How will you search it? Hashtag. Fuck.
No.
Hashtag, hashtag.
Why would you punch a chair?
Why would you punch a polar bear? But fucking Brian Benton did it.
He came up to your tent.
That's just the best thing ever.
It's now something...
Anytime anyone says that's the best thing ever, I'm like, sorry, he punched a polar bear.
I think we've reached the highest point. This podcast can't get any better. We have to end now. Plus, it's been an hour.
If something walked into your tent, you'd punch it.
Yeah.
But it's a
polar bear.
Or Adam.
Okay, that was the one reason we brought Twinks to download one year, so that when he came in the tent, I'd just punch him in the face.
I thought you were going to say, so you could punch a polar bear. Like, why don't we polar bears to download?
Why do I need Twinks to punch a polar bear? What's wrong with you? I can punch polar bears whenever I want. I don't need Twinks around.
No, you don't. No, you can't. You're not Brian Blessing.
Don't be Brian Blessed.
Yeah.
What if
Twinks? No, he hasn't got the right beard.
What if Twinks was around? Can Brian Blessed still punch polar bears? We need to test this.
Why would you nullify that? Why would you nullify the ability?
There's a question.
Brian Blessed.
Nothing nullifies Brian Blessed. Not even a Twinks. Not like any generic Twinks. We mean specifically Twinks.
Specifically your Twinks.
It's not my Twinks. Twinks want to get it out of it. He's not my Twinks.
You know it's twink, right? Yeah.
Why
do you mean?
Yeah, I know. But the plural would be twinks.
Yeah, plural. Yes.
So he has many twinks?
Oh god.
No, John has many twinks.
Doesn't make any sense.
He's got the one. He has many.
I'm ending this right now. Say goodbye.
He punched a polar.
Can't get any better than that, can we?